How's this for even more surprising? The holy grail of amateur sporting events that makes Visit Charlotte sales executive Bill McMillan salivate
is women bowlers.
Like Nellie Manning.
It's like a vacation for the girls. We go to restaurants, we go shopping, we go sightseeing if we have the time. And we always make a week of it, and we just tour and do whatever we can, yeah.
Manning traveled from Maryland in 2007 to join some 40,000 women bowlers for the U.S. Bowling Congress Women's Championships. Hotel bookings in Charlotte broke a record that year. Manning, who now lives in Charlotte, says the event is more like a bowling convention than a championship tournament. Women coming and going 7 days a week for three solid months. It took the Democratic National Convention to finally bring Charlotte hotels a better year than those women bowlers made. Now, women's bowling isn't terribly sexy or prestigious as sporting events go, but that is not the goal when you're trying to fill hotel rooms and restaurants, says McMillan.
The more prestigious an event gets, the smaller number of people participate in it. So we love just good old rec athletes. That's where the numbers are.
There are more of them, and they bring their families when they play. Plus, their tournaments tend to happen on weekends and holidays, when 30 to 40% of hotel rooms in Charlotte are sitting vacant because the city's business travelers have gone home.
Amateur sports is a great fit and a great complement to our existing businesses in our community.
That is Deputy City Manager Ron Kimball, the city's chief proponent of plans to lure more amateur sporting events to the region. Mecklenburg County is building a complex of 12 fields and a small stadium in Matthews to cater to large soccer, lacrosse, rugby, or baseball tournaments. The city's plan, among other things, is to renovate Bojangles Coliseum. Tourism officials say the region's real need is more indoor space for things like basketball or volleyball. Jimmy Payden agrees.
The commissioner for USA Volleyball in the Palmetto region.
For 7 years, Palmetto Volleyball has held its championship tournament at the Charlotte Convention Center. 300 teams, 4,000 participants. But
next year, with even a conservative growth factor, we would outgrow the convention center at least in one weekend.
As a result, Payden may split the tournament between Charlotte and another city like Myrtle Beach or Charleston. Many cities are building gleaming multi-purpose sports complexes and declaring themselves America's rugby or soccer or volleyball capital. Charlotte's answer to that is a refresh of Bojangles Coliseum, which is so underused that it lost $200,000 last year. In addition to the renovation, a new facility would be built next door for a total of 12 indoor courts, good for volleyball, basketball, gymnastics, even bowling, says McMillan of Visit Charlotte.
The Swiss Army knife of facilities, something that's got the ability to do a lot of different things.
Tournament organizers and owners of private sports facilities like Carolina Courts say the Bojangles concept is a great one. And McMillan says it's the only way Charlotte can get the U.S. Bowling Congress back, since private bowling alleys in the region have opted out. They say it was too hard to get their regular business back after being closed for 3 months during the 2007 tournament. The trick, though, will be finding $60 million for the Bojangles plan. The city council has recommended about half of it come from existing hotel taxes and a proposed increase in property taxes. The rest would be up to a private investor who has yet to come forward. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.